Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Thousands of migrants, many of them from Central America, are waiting in Tijuana, Mexico, for a chance to apply for asylum in the U.S. It's a fluid situation there. Many of the migrants are just shuffling between tents and shelters as volunteers help with meals and clothing. A group of Boston University law instructors and students was in Tijuana over the weekend offering legal advice. WBUR's Shannon Dooling was there and has this report for us this morning.
1291! Falta una persona!
Every morning around 7:30, large crowds of people gather in the plaza at El Chaparral, a border crossing near San Ysidro, California. Families huddle together around their belongings. Young children are wearing pajamas and carrying backpacks. Some of them entertain themselves with a pickup game of soccer, kicking around an empty plastic bottle of Sprite. They're all here hoping this will be the day their numbers are called from the asylum waitlist. There are an estimated 5,000 people on the list, waiting for their turn to enter the U.S. and apply for asylum. That's a humanitarian immigration status. Many of those on the list have been in Tijuana for months, coming from other cities in Mexico and places as far away as Sierra Leone and Haiti. The Boston University law instructors and students circulate throughout the crowd, asking people if they have questions about how to seek asylum. One of the BU students, Jesus Zelaya, is of Honduran and Salvadoran descent. He says that's a big motivator for him being down here.
Coming from an immigrant background, I understand the challenges and struggles of being an immigrant, and this allows me essentially to reflect about how my life would be if I was still in El Salvador, if I grew up in El Salvador, and I wouldn't be in law school.
Zelaya hands out pamphlets about migrant rights. He explains the asylum process to many of the people waiting in the plaza. Julie Dahlstrom is a clinical associate professor at BU Law and heads up the immigrants' rights clinic there. Dahlstrom is speaking with a woman who says she fled cartel violence in Michoacán, Mexico. Dahlstrom says most of the migrants she spoke with had little knowledge of their rights or the risks associated with applying for asylum.
They have walked, they have come at such a tremendous way, but don't really have a sense of the process. So for most of the people we interviewed, they have tremendous fears of some form of persecution in their country, but now it's increasingly hard to qualify. And so they didn't quite understand that, and I think it became hard for them to understand, if I was denied, what would I do next with my life?
It's about a 15-minute walk from El Chaparral to a tent city that's popped up outside of Benito Juarez soccer stadium. A few weeks ago, an estimated 6,000 migrants were living here. That number's dropped to about 500 since the Mexican government opened a large shelter outside of Tijuana. 45-year-old Edgar Venegas steps out of a green camping tent in which he and his nephew have been living for more than a month. Venegas is from El Salvador, but he says he lived in Danbury, Connecticut for a few years with temporary protected status. He shows us his Connecticut driver's license. Venegas explains that he walked north for more than 2 months with the migrant caravan because he wants to be with his children, who are both U.S. citizens. He tells us he worked in construction and as a painter when he lived in Connecticut. He says when he went home to El Salvador to visit in 2016, he then tried to return to the U.S. He was stopped at the San Salvador airport because of what he calls a clerical error on his paperwork. His hope now is to apply for asylum, along with many of the others who traveled north. He says his name is on the wait list, and he expects his number will be called in a month or so. Back at El Chaparral, the crowds continue to gather. One woman's number is called, and she hugs family members standing next to her. They have a different number. They all cry a little together, smiling. She's been waiting for a month and a half for her chance to apply for asylum. She gathers her children and a few bags of belongings, and they rush around the corner, setting off on the next stage of their journey.
1293! 1293!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.